Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Fired fireworks at them. KNX radio reporter Pete Demetrio on another confrontation.
They were here for about 45 minutes to an hour. Police gave a word, clear the area. People ignored it. They continued to dance in the street, taunt the police, and then all of a sudden the officers began moving forward. Not a skirmish line of 20 to 30, but a contingent of perhaps as many as 130 to 140 officers backed up by 30 cars. They started moving rubber stinger rounds, which basically are hard rubber projectiles with about 30 to 40 per shell were fired, skipped off the pavement. People began to run.
And the president has ordered 2,000 more California National Guardsmen to deploy to Los Angeles. About 700 Marines are also being sent to the city. CBS's Charlie Daggett says their mission will be limited.
At the moment, their mission is to provide defense and protection of federal buildings. They are armed, but that is for self-defense. U.S. law prohibits active duty members like National Guards and certainly the Marines from engaging in law enforcement.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has fired the CDC's influential panel of outside vaccine advisors. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder is worried about the possible effect on public health.
Firing the ACIP members en masse undermines continuity and scientific oversight of the process. He's framing this as being neutral, but in fact, it may ultimately silence medical experts and replace them with voices more aligned with his vaccine skeptical views.
Six new vehicles have been added to an important safety list. WWJ radio reporter Jeff Gilbert has that from Detroit.
Toyota's Prius and BZ, Hyundai's Elantra and Sonata, as well as a Kia K4 and Nissan Murano added to the top safety pick plus list from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
So that means they are performing really well in our crash tests, headlight evaluation, our crash prevention systems.
Institute Vice President Raul Arbelize. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The electrifying musician, songwriter, and showman Sly Stone has died. His group Sly and the Family Stone transformed popular music in the 1960s and 70s. He'd been struggling with COPD and other ailments for several years. Sly Stone was 82 years old. For people who only need a beat, yeah. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An actor's multi-million-dollar lawsuit against an actress won't go ahead.
Justin Baldoni's $400 million lawsuit against his It Ends With Us co-star Blake Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds has been dismissed by a federal judge. Baldoni accused the couple of civil extortion and defamation after Lively accused Baldoni of sexual harassment on set. Also dismissed, his libel lawsuit against the New York Times. Lawyers for Lively call the judge's decision a total victory and a complete vindication, calling the $400 million suit a sham. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Expect sharp questioning of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth by Democrats this week. He'll testify before the House Appropriations Defense Subcommittee on Tuesday, the Senate Appropriations Defense Subcommittee on Wednesday, and the House Armed Services Committee on Thursday. Today will be his first public appearance on Capitol Hill since he was confirmed by the Senate with a tie-breaking vote. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 72 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62 tomorrow. Sunshine warmer near 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I'm Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You so far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new romance.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel. Suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Show. get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Setting sun.
windswept lady. Cools the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Looking mighty now,
here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat, wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, I saw a thing, a nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low, have mercy. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Thank you. picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my you see.
girl. Every day of my life, I wanna thank you. You made me so very happy. I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, groovy, groovy.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
CBS News Brief. Another night of immigration raid demonstrations in L.A. as President Trump deploys more military force to the city. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
The Pentagon is mobilizing 700 Marines and 2,000 additional National Guard troops to Los Angeles as anti-ICE protests stretch into a fifth day.
Health Secretary Kennedy guts the CDC's vaccine panel, removing all 17 of its experts. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
I feel like I have been mainlining frustration and anger and desperation and really from career scientists who do not understand what is happening.
Ukraine reports another round of Russian missile and drone strikes. This time they killed two people and wounded at least 13. The BBC's Paul Adams.
Last night's attack on Kyiv went on for several hours, with waves of drones flying directly over the city center.
Odessa also targeted. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts